Welcome, everybody. I'd like to thank you all for coming to here to see this play. And before it starts, I'd like to say a word of prayer. So if all about, Lord, thank you that we can all be here today and to come in your word and to praise you. And I hope that everyone here just learns a little bit more about you and takes you with us in our lives. And I thank you for many, many blessings every day. Amen.
Christmas is a time of giving. We give each other gifts in celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Tonight in our play, we will present gifts that God gives us through Christmas.
First, we have the gift of prophecy. The birth of Jesus was planned from the very beginning. Bethlehem was chosen as the birthplace of Christ many years before he even came to the earth.
In the Old Testament, Micah prophesied saying, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting."
Okay. Just as Bethlehem was the chosen place, Mary was God's chosen woman.
In Luke, when we read, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent out by God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph and of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel spoke to her, saying,
'Rejoice highly, favored one, for the Lord is with you. Blessed you are among all women.'
But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of the greeting this was. The angel said to her,
'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. For he will be great and be called Son of the Highest. And God will give him the nation of his father Jacob, David. And he will reign over the house forever, and in his kingdom there will be no end."
Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled, as was mentioned in Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
The gift of prophecy shows us our Savior's humble beginnings and how he brought himself from the majesty of heaven to the lowliness of earth.
As the birth of Jesus was prophesied, so it was fulfilled. This is the gift of a Savior. Because Jesus was God's gift to us.
Luke 2 says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city."
Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
It seemed like an ordinary night, but we've never seen stars shining so bright. There's something about this star, even though it seems so far. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, Jesus is born, glory to God in the highest. Behold, Jesus is born, glory to God forever. To God forever.
God forever.
Our next gift is the gift of joy.
As people on earth rejoice over Jesus, angels rejoice as well.
Luke 2 tells us, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them,
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And there will be a sign to you. You will find a baby lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloths.
And suddenly there was there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God.
Praise to God in the highest, and on earth peace goodwill toward men.
So it was when the angels had gone into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known which saying was told to them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they were told to them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Next, we have the gift of worship. In Matthew 2, we read, Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, in the days of Herod, behold, wise men from these came to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them when the star had appeared, and sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
And when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also.
And when they opened their treasures, they presented to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
These gifts show us that it's important to worship and give things to God. While we do not give gold, frankincense, and myrrh, Other possessions are very valuable to God, such as our prayers, time, and tithe. We are also even instructed to give our entire life and body to God.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Each of these gifts is very important, but none of these is as precious as the gift of love.
As God gave us these gifts at the birth of Jesus, the greatest gift was given through his death and resurrection.
We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Also in John 15:13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends."
Jesus came that first Christmas morn to give himself as our supreme sacrifice, as proclaimed by John the Baptist, "The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
God gave his all in his gift of love through his Son. Please believe and accept his precious gift of love.
Longing for a Savior, a hopeless world would wait. Sin demanded justice at a price we could not pay. But God displayed his mercy, the greatest gift of love. When we could not reach heaven, heaven came to us. Thank you.
want you to look right here. Ignore me. Overlook the kids for a few minutes. Look past the tree, and I want you to look at this cross. And in the middle of this cross, it says a word, something simple, a word that we all well know. A word that is love. But you know, the understanding of what love is something that few people in this world have. The Bible says it clearly. God is love. And so to understand love, we're going to have to go to God. And that comes out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. And as I thought about that, I thought, man, that's an incredible thought to think. That all that love is, it draws what it is from God. And everything that God does, He does out of great love for you and I. And we may look around and not fully understand that. But you know, Jesus had some other things to say about love. Over in John chapter 15, a verse that one of the kids said, it says, no greater love has anyone in this than to lay down one's life for his friends. And I think we can all agree that to give up your life for your friend or for a loved one or for a family member, that just makes sense that you love them. You do anything for them. And that just drives you. That's getting right back to this word of love. And we hear that and we just see it and it just calls on our heart and it just begins to grab our attention and arrest our attention in such a powerful way to know that God loves and He loves in a way that He says would die for His own friends. But, you know, the problem is because of the way we live our lives, we're not friends of God. Our sin has separated us from God. But God goes one step further because God knows no bounds to His love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, says that God demonstrates, that shows, that makes everybody know His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the love of this cross is not that you and I were so lovely to God that He just couldn't resist Himself. The love of the cross is that God loves you in spite of who you've been.
Amen.
He loves you with a love that can overcome everything you've ever done. And there is no thing on earth or in heaven above that can overcome all of my sin and my failures other than the love of God. And these young people have beautifully led us to this point of time right now. And some of you are sitting there and you have grappled and strapped and fought and kicked and punched for love your whole life and not known it. But I'm here to tell you that may be because you've always looked for it somewhere other than where you could find it. Because the true love, the love that we all in this room need, is the love that God has. And so that you might know that He loves you, He forever showed it by dying in your place on the cross. As you sit here right now, I want you to know that that love is extended out as an offer to you. Would you imagine with me for just a second, would you close your eyes and just imagine with me for just a second that the nail-pierced hand of Jesus reaches out to you right now, as we sit in this room, and He says, I love you. For some of you, those are words that your whole body has ached to hear for years. To know that somebody would love you right as you sit, right where you are. And God extends that offer of love. And He says, today, if you will believe that He died for you, that He rose again, you'll come to know and understand what real love is all about. You'll have your sins forgiven, something that we all need. You'll have the grace given to you to have eternal life with Jesus. And for the first time in your life, you'll know what real love is. a moment. We're going to have our young people lead us, and they're going to sing one more song. That song is a song of invitation to you today. And what they're going to sing about is coming to Jesus. And as they begin to sing, if there's anyone in this room with your heads bowed, your eyes closed for just a second, they're going to sing in just a second. Is there anybody here who would say, you know what? I need that kind of love. The kind of love that God has for me. I need that today. I need forgiveness for all that I've done. And I need to be saved today. Is there anybody here who would say, today, I want to accept God's offer of love? Did you know the Bible says you're going to have to choose whether to accept his love or to reject his love. To all who accept it, there is forgiveness and eternal life. But to reject the love of God is to stand guilty before God and receive the punishment of all your sin for eternity. God loves you. He doesn't want you to have that. He wants you to know his love. He wants you to be with him. Is there somebody here today who would say, I need to be saved. I want to know and experience that love of God. If you're here today and you say, I'd like to be saved. I'd like to be saved tonight. I don't want to wait any longer in my life to know what real love is like. But you just look up here at me, just slide your hand up in the air and say, I need to know the love of God. Is there anybody here? Anybody here, okay? Is there anybody else here? Now, in just a second, as they begin to sing, as you sit in your seat and you listen to the song, God moves in your heart and you say, I need to respond to the love of God. It's not too late. Just step right out and grab me. I'll be glad to speak with you about it. And now take just a moment and hear this song as they sing.
Save. young people right here. And let's also give a hand to all the people who have worked on props and singing and practicing and coming up with the program and everything. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for that. Everybody for being here tonight. I know it means a lot to the kids to be supported in this way. It's great to look out there and see each and every one of you. Thank you, every one of you, for being here. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray and close out our time in here, and we're going to move over into the next room, and it's up to you to survive to get to the front of the line. There's no rules. So whatever you want to use to get to the front of the food line, that's up to you. I'm going to pray and dismiss us, and when we go, please be sure to take some time and specifically encourage the young people and the great job they did. We want to encourage them for letting God use them, and let's pray together. Father God, I want to thank you just for the love that you have for us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for him dying for us and rising again. Thank you for each one of these young people. And what a blessing they have been to us tonight with their singing and their, the program. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless every family that's in this room. I pray that you would bless them with a great Christmas time, that they would be drawn close to you and close to one another. And God, I pray also as we go into the next room and enjoy some food and some fellowship, pray that it would just be a sweet time and a precious time. Thank you most again for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Everybody else.